Oh, man.
Woo! Hey.
It's a theme.
Hey, Josh.
Hey, man. How you doing?
I'm real well. How you doing?
Good.
Let's get this right. Now, this is the fourth time around.
Yeah.
That we reintroduce ourselves to
the people.
The people. Uh-huh. The podcast industry at large.
Yeah. We're taking over.
Taking over 20 Instagram likes at a time. I spend $4 a month of our own money that we make from this show.
Oh, okay. I did. You, really?
You didn't know I was spending
$4 of the month of the money we make on the show?
We run at a deficit. You know that.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, I'm very aware we run at a deficit.
This investment is not returning much, but we're aiming to change that around.
Yeah.
On this fourth season.
Season four.
We've been at it for a good while, and I'm happy to be quote unquote back.
Yeah, we're back.
This might be a first show for some people.
This is, I think it's safe to say this is episode 36.
Episode 30.
But there are 35 old episodes. But for a lot of people, season four, episode one, this is the beginning of the show. This is the real true beginning of the show for a lot of people.
We put a lot of work into finding out, you know, really getting to know our audience, getting to know our target.
Right.
And now we're just so excited to bring this catered things are going to happen experience.
Yeah. Well, we should probably introduce ourselves.
Let's do that first.
Go ahead.
I'm Brandon.
Hey, Brandon. Should we shake hands?
Yeah.
I don't know if we've ever shaked hands in like half. We've known each other half our lives.
I don't like touching you. It's one of those things that I refrain from doing, except for the obligatory hug.
The hug. And I'm Josh. And,
hi, Josh. It's nice to meet you too.
Oh, yeah. And this is things are going to happen.
This is things are going to happen. I'm a designer at Sonos, the speaker company, and I work on websites and I produce music.
Mm-hmm.
And I make about two trips a month down to Los Angeles to have a recorded conversation with my good friend Josh.
Yeah. Yeah. And
that's you.
That's me. And I'm a commercial film editor person. I make things you none of you have ever seen unless you watch ESPN on a Sunday afternoon, but like ESPN 3, like you're watching the bowling.
That's where you're
at college bowling. We took a few months off to kind of figure out what we wanted to do with the show. We wanted to change some stuff up.
Yep.
I don't think we were bored with the show, but I think we've learned a lot. It's like on a TV show, which we're going to talk about here briefly, is that sometimes in the second season you learn everything you learned from the first season, and you're like, oh, okay, here are some new things we can try.
Right. I think that going after things intentionally is something that is it's so much easier to go in with that self-deprecating, oh, hey, this is just a thing, and my ego won't be hurt by it if nobody likes it.
Right.
But we took some time to like look at the art.
Yeah.
Look at the direction.
Right.
So we're going to have a much more, a much more focused. I think you just got tired of hearing me pontificate my feelings on ice cream. I just feel.
No, I've never.
You told me that the ratings would dip whenever I went into my second.
the ratings were dipping.
Okay.
You know, all those podcasts, reliable podcast related ratings.
Oh, you know, all the metrics.
All the metrics that we can definitely trust.
That dashboard that tells us that we have 7,000 downloads.
Yeah. Well, I think it's hundreds of thousands of downloads. Right. I can't actually.
Listener, this is a very popular show, and
it's the most popular show. And it's the number one show in the world.
It's the number one show on my mom's phone. For sure. Meaning that there are no other shows.
Oh, there's no other podcasts?
In her podcast app.
we're gonna talk about Atlanta today, and we're gonna talk about Donald Glover.
Yeah. Two of our favorite subjects, but this one's gonna go a little deeper.
Yeah, it's gonna be and
definitely not the first time mentioning them on this podcast.
No.
But
maybe even the last episode we did talked about Atlanta. I don't know.
No, we mostly talked about Jaden.
Oh, right. That was a Jaden episode. I'm real mad at a couple things in the world.
Oh, okay. Let's start. Let's get the...
The thing that upsets me the most that I deal with on a day-to-day basis is Drake released a song. He released a couple songs. He in the last few months, I guess it's Drake season because Scorpion is coming out soon. It never ends.
It's kind of there's four constants in life: death, taxes,
and Drake.
Drake and taxes.
Yeah,
again.
Drake released a song. Was it Nice for What?
Nice for What? Yeah. And you, here's what I can now, listener. Josh makes a face when he likes something and he doesn't want to like it. And this is the strongest I've seen that face.
new listeners and old listeners alike need to know.
We have generations of listeners.
I really don't like Drake. Now, I have problems
with
Drake.
But I feel like you do like Drake. You don't like Drake.
I have fundamental problems with Drake as a human and as a performer and a musician and as a person, as media.
I know.
He likes to tell everyone he's media.
Whenever we're having dinner, you're always calling him Aubrey. And he looks at you. He's like, please, everyone calls me Drake.
Everyone calls me Drake. And I'm like, no, your name's Aubrey. But he released Nice for What.
Nice for What is a phenomenally
it's real good
mediocre song.
No, it's real good.
I cannot believe that you're
it's real good.
This is the song that you turn around on.
It's not no, I'm not turning. I'm gonna listen. I will listen to every Drake record and then mostly be like, whatever.
I know which is my opinion on this song.
Yeah, but Nice for What's real good.
It's so there's Nice for What the song
and then the music video
and then there's Nice for What,
which is even better
video. And now are you a Karina Evans? Does that name mean anything to you?
It meant nothing to me
before
the video. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Karina Evans is the director,
and she's like 22,
and she has made it.
She's 22.
She tells Drake what to do. She's the woman behind the man behind the throne.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, and her other projects are sweet too. So, if to anyone trying to look into the background of how Nice for What came together so buttery smooth.
Mm-hmm.
Give her a look up.
Yeah.
I imagine she's got more projects coming.
Oh yeah. She's probably got an HBO show.
Yeah. It's going to be right after Insecure.
Yeah. It's going to be right after Insecure.
Does Insecure and you're like, oh, God damn it.
Right. Yeah. She might be directing Insecure at this point.
Yeah.
But
what's got your goat about Nice for What?
It's so good.
It's the sample.
It's like a Lauryn Hill sample, which is like,
can we just get a little bit of this? I want some context.
All right.
We can't be over here talking about music, not getting in the groove.
Sure, sure, sure.
I appreciate that.
Let's just play a little bit of Nice for What. So
now how does this song make it into Josh's rotation? I would assume that you'd skip over it just like any other Drake release. I didn't hear you ball out hard to Charged Up. I didn't hear you
God's Plan.
That's just a funny thing to say. He has these things that's addicting to like just say.
Well, that's part of my problem with Drake. And okay. We're going to talk about Drake probably later on when we talk about Atlanta.
Yeah.
Which
I hope we never talk about, by the way. I hope that we just tease that we talk that this episode's about Atlanta and we never get there.
But he just releases shit.
Yeah.
And
he's a machine.
It's constant. And like the God's Plan music video is really good.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I perpetually give Drake a chance because he is sort of like one of the three biggest pop stars.
Next to Taylor?
Beyonce and Taylor Swift.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Like they release stuff and it's
instantly.
He's the
third Charlie Angel.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And he, like, whenever Drake, it's like Drake, arguably, outside of Beyonce, is really our only other pop star. Ooh. In like mainstream and
by the way, God's Plan was directed by Karina Evans.
Was it really?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
She's after it, man.
Man, I had no idea.
It's over for you, man. Yeah. I think you got some stiff competition out here in the editing world, Josh.
But okay,
so as one of the pillars of pop stardom.
Yeah, yeah. You kind of just have to listen to Drake. Like, I don't have to listen to J. Cole, which is great because I haven't.
Another episode. Another
time. But like, if you're going to be if you're going to have a podcast about pop culture.
Yeah.
If you're going to think about pop culture and entertainment.
Yeah.
And not just like because you care about it, but just like kind of semi-professionally.
If you're
going to
participate.
Yeah, if you're going to participate in the world, you kind of have to know what's happening.
Get the context.
So I have to listen to Drake and...
Now you don't mind.
And well, with this one song, which I can't stop playing. I was listening to... I got a cookie and iced coffee for us. And yeah, I was listening to my walk over there.
Thank you, by the way.
You're very welcome. But
Were you singing the lyrics of that song thinking about getting a coffee for me? Like, nice to Brandon for what?
Yeah.
And
it's just such a great music video.
Yeah, he always hits it right in time for summer, doesn't he?
It really is like an early entry for Song of the Summer. Mm-hmm. And I think it's going to be around a while. And I'm not even going to be mad.
Okay.
I'm going to be mad because it's a Drake song that I actually really, really like. It's not like Weston Road Flows is Drake's best song.
No.
And like every now and then I'll listen to it.
Yeah.
Or like Come Through is like a good song.
Yeah, right.
But like... Nice for what? If I'm walking down the street and a car is playing it as I drive by, I might pause whatever I'm listening to and turn it on.
Right, absolutely. Well, congratulations. I'd like to invite you to a seat at the table of Drake fandom. There's a lot of us here. We've been here since 2008. Okay. So,
all right.
Oh, shoot.
You dropped your phone.
I did drop my phone. I don't need it.
Yeah.
Well, happy about that. Mm-hmm. Drake's made a... It's not like Drake went anywhere.
No, he doesn't go anywhere.
But this song is like, oh, like you said, Drake season. You get the feeling of a return.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, April's a new January. The new year does not start until April 2nd.
Yeah, I mean, I do feel that way sometimes.
But we also have another return. And, oh, what a return it's been.
Are we talking about Atlanta?
Oh, no. We can talk about Atlanta.
No, return?
We can...
What return? Us?
Now, no. If we're going to talk about participating in pop culture, we're going to have to talk about pop culture's greatest villain, Mr. West. There's nothing like the grimace of talking about Kanye. Mm-hmm. Like, can we just listen to songs instead?
Mm-hmm.
Now... The title of this episode is I'm nice at ping pong.
I'm nice at ping pong.
And I'd like for you to...
It's honestly my favorite thing he's ever said. Because so Kanye came back to Twitter. And now he's back in music, right? He came back. He was saying some philosophy. He's writing a philosophy book that was supposed to be just his tweets, I think.
Yeah.
I think it was announced and then he started tweeting.
Yeah.
And then said that this is my book, which is his tweets. And then we got really excited because he announced a new record by him that comes out in June or late May.
Oh, who knows?
Maybe. And then a record with him and Kid Cudi.
Yep.
And then a Nas record. And is it Pusha T record?
Yeah.
And a Teyana Taylor record. That are all within like a month.
Uh-huh.
And that he apparently is producing all these records.
Yep.
So, and that's like... Oh my God, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Like, not only is Kanye back, but he's coming back with like a wave of stuff.
Yeah, he's been in this gym.
Like, yeah,
obviously not, but.
Yeah. But like, it's not like Drake's releasing a record or Beyonce does an incredible performance at Coachella.
Mm-hmm. Right.
This is very much like, all right, I'm Kanye, I'm back, and not only, like, I'm going to come back full speed.
Yeah.
And so everyone was really excited. And then he just started saying some dumb shit. and wearing a MAGA hat, which we don't talk about politics in the show, but it's not gonna be too much of a stretch to assume that Brandon and I are not big fans of
Donald Trump. I'm not a fan of
or the red hats.
What's so funny is the man that said on television, George Bush does not care about black people, wearing that hat. College word dysmorphia? No, that it's like, how can those two thoughts be in the same vessel?
Yeah, yeah,
it's amazing.
Yeah, but you know,
here's what I want to address. Did you see the John Legend thing?
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Now,
so which one? The text or the video that was posted last night of them hanging out?
I didn't even know about this video.
Yeah, so they're like hanging out.
Yeah. Well, okay. So it doesn't surprise me that they're hanging out. I think mm-hmm. people that have disagreements can and should hang out.
Mm-hmm.
You and I are doing that right now.
Mm-hmm.
And what I find so funny about the text messages is I don't think it's him.
You don't think that was?
I don't think
you think that was John Legend.
I think it's John Legend. I think it's staged.
You think all of it's staged?
Now tell me. Now you look at those tweets.
Uh huh.
You look at Kanye West.
Mm-hmm.
He is an all caps person.
Mm-hmm.
Those responses to mm-hmm. John Legend.
Mm-hmm.
Now you talk about ghostwriting.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect grammar. Not all caps. Using punctuation.
Yeah.
No.
I think there is an elaborate. I mean, also he does all this tweeting. He does all this tweeting, and then this morning or late last night releases a track with T.I.
Oh, wait, a real one or
a real track with T.I.
this morning?
This morning or late last night? Where
this is all happening live? Just, we can't keep
it's
up.
Sort of, and it's like addressing the tweets and talking about, and it's like a conversation between him and T.I.
Oh, I'd love to listen.
We don't have a cue for it, but
it's all good.
But yeah, there's like a whole conversation with Kanye and T.I. about the tweets. So this is happening at the same. This is all happening simultaneously, and it does seem as though it's definitely staged in some
sort.
It is sort of very Kanye West to have this very performative. Outward performative aspect right. to his album releases.
Yeah.
He had a worldwide listening party for a record that wasn't done. Right. And like, he took over Madison Square Garden to like play, like plug in an aux cable into his phone to play a record that wasn't done.
Right. It still has final in the file name, kind of like how our files are.
Yeah, and like 3 months later, the record's finally done.
I'm a fix wolves.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And like, there is a very like performance arty aspect to Kanye West.
One thing I would like to address is I think before it was, it's always. I don't know. People get really emotionally attached to this stuff, and they're taking down Kanye West posters that they have in their room.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things is I'm on the, like, I would say I'm as close to putting up a Kanye West poster as I ever would be. Mm-hmm. Reason being is that we really like to think that because something is performative, that means that there's a stable source of truth.
Mm.
And that's seemingly not the case, and that makes us really uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, no, I like to know when the performance starts, and I like to know when I can get refreshments. I would like to sit down, and I would like to take in the show, and then I would like to leave the place of performance and go to the place where real life happens.
Right. You could see it's very influenced by Kardashian kind of life where Caitlyn Jenner goes through, Bruce becomes Caitlyn, but it's really announced on like a commercial before the show starts or like their kid, like the Kardashian family kids are all kind of part of this reality show. And there's the Kanye part of it that seems very, the life is performance, and we don't know how much is Kanye actually walking around with the Donald Trump signed MAGA hat.
Right.
And how much is this just setting up for Kanye as musical villain?
Right.
Who's releasing this record that's going to be like maybe very politically sensitive or I think adversarial.
I think his next record after those, presidential claims, I think it absolutely will be a political record.
Yeah.
I don't think you can, unless you're making dance music, unless you're Drake,
right.
you can't not release political material in the realm that Kanye West has set up. It would be weird if Kanye made Ty Dolla Sign music right now.
Mm-hmm.
Say, no, man, you're too powerful to not lend us your commentary.
Right.
So let's strap in.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel okay. Here's the best part. Donald Trump on Twitter, Kanye West on Twitter, on Twitter together.
Mm-hmm.
tweeting at each other.
Oh,
it's, and then Chance the Rapper interjects.
It's a wonderful place, Twitter.com.
It is.
All of Twitter is now Black Twitter, and I'm here for it.
Yeah.
But you brought up something earlier that definitely, I think we can, I got a goosebumps. Did you feel it?
Mm-hmm.
Because it was a nice, it felt like a good segue. Maybe we'll take it.
Mm-hmm.
But how much of the Kanye life is performance and how much of that is captured in the art?
Mm-hmm.
Donald Glover.
Mm-hmm. Atlanta.
Atlanta.
Yeah.
Ooh. Now that might be my favorite return of 2018 so far. If we're talking about Drake's and Kanye's and all that.
Yeah.
It's been really fun to watch. It's been really gut-wrenching to watch, too.
Yeah, so season... So
let's tee this up.
Yeah, so I guess we're gonna talk about Atlanta. We're going to be a little spoilery. It's a show that doesn't have a plot, really. I mean, it does, but it doesn't. We're going to... If you haven't watched season two yet, go ahead and watch it.
Mm-hmm.
We were probably going to spoil some stuff, but we're kind of going to talk about the differences between... Season the first one. And second season, and what's just like a tangible difference of the two seasons. But season two is subtitled the Robin season.
Right. How do you even... What's happening now is we're labeling a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
And by we, I think I mean just anybody creating stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have... Let's keep a record or a commonplace. Drake released a playlist of original music.
Mm-hmm.
So then you have, the mixtape. And music's always been about titling it something.
Yeah, EP, LP,
all
singles,
that stuff.
B-sides.
Right.
Yeah.
And I wonder if Atlanta's trying to do something like that where it's like, oh, you're talking about Robin season?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if the third season, if there is one,
mm-hmm.
will have a title as well.
Maybe. I think it would. I think in a way, because TV's become film,
right,
and sequels of movies have subtitles,
right,
and that's how we understand them.
It's how we reference.
Yeah, it's how we, like, a couple of days ago, Avengers Infinity War came out.
Right.
And we're not going to refer to that as the third Avengers movie. It's going to be referred to as Infinity War. And when we refer back to in 2 years, when we refer back to Atlanta season two, we're going to refer
right.
as Robin season rather than season two.
Star Wars effect.
Title these. Yeah, you don't call it Star Wars. It's Empire Strikes Back or A New Hope or,
it's not
or
seven.
Return of the Jedi. Yeah.
Only the nerds know which number it
right,
is.
Right, right, right.
Like, you know, I like track three. It's like, I don't, come on.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on Robin season? I mean, just.
It's so dark.
It's so.
It starts off intense.
Yeah.
And completely different. And it immediately sets a tone that we're going to be somewhere else.
Yeah.
Than the fun and games we had in the first season.
Right. The alligator.
No. Well, even before that. One? Yeah, that was episode one. But before that, we have these two characters we've never seen before.
Oh, right.
We hang out with them while they're playing FIFA. And then they go and rob a fast food place.
Right.
And then as they're driving away with this guy who's got like an assault rifle in the middle of a fast food place.
Mm-hmm. Come and get me.
And he shoots at a car. And then a woman comes out of the car and she's screaming and she's got blood in her head.
Yeah.
And then that's how we start season two of Atlanta with not our heroes.
Nope.
We immediately come into a situation where everything is different.
Right.
And we don't know what's happened to Paperboy.
Right.
We don't know what's happened with Earn.
Right.
We don't know what's happened with
Darius. Where are they?
We have no... Usually in a season two, you might start with like a new stasis. Where are we now?
Like a literal recap.
Yeah. Yeah. Or like...
Breaking Bad would really, really set up the scenes that you forgot about.
Yeah.
And Atlanta didn't... Yeah. Address.
Yeah. And
much.
You have no idea. So at the end of season one of Atlanta, Earn gets a phone call from another rapper who wants Paperboy to tour with him.
Right.
So that's sort of like setting up season two is now Paperboy is going to go on tour.
I assumed that it would start there.
Yeah. And you assume either that they're in a giant mansion because they made it.
Because they made it. Yeah.
But they're in the same apartment.
Right.
And they're just hanging out, and you don't know anything about what's happened with Paperboy.
Right.
Except you get these little hints as the season's going on.
Yeah, that the song is still tracking.
And the song went gold.
Yes.
Right?
Oh, that was such a... I love that moment.
Yeah.
That it was so small.
Yeah.
That it was so contained.
Yeah.
Like, the excitement of going gold, did you feel like there's this connection to Atlanta that I did some research mm-hmm. before the show. Mm-hmm. I watched a lot of interviews. And one of the things is the relatability of it. And I related to an accomplishment mm-hmm. having its moment. Mm. And then the next thing kind of comes up, or the next hurdle, or you're like, yeah, we did this thing yeah. that's really difficult, or, you know, that you can't really set out to do, that you hope that your path takes you along mm-hmm. that way. Mm-hmm. And then you get it, and they're at a bar. They're right. like eating wings or something.
Yeah.
And it's kind of, what do you call that? Anticlimactic.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're like, well, no, where's my entourage moment? Where's my, mm-hmm. is it Adrian Grenier? Is that
yeah?
It like his that show. I love the parallel between them because mm-hmm. I think it's a similar
mm-hmm. the rise, success,
right?
Yeah.
But when you watch these interviews and you know Donald and Hiro Murai talks about the director of Atlanta talk about it. Mm-hmm. They kind of really try to stray away. Like this is not a making it story.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it really throws you.
It does. And it's interesting because in the first season, everyone's having fun. Everyone's on the come up, right?
Yeah.
Like Paperboy is like doing little shows.
Yeah.
He's just kind of bouncing around. They're having a like really good time.
Yeah.
And then season two starts and he's kind of made it a little bit.
Yeah.
Like he's making it. He's going to Spotify to like have meetings about yeah. or like a radio station and
yeah.
he's doing ads and
yeah.
he's meeting other rappers and there's like a throwaway conversation about him trying to get on the Fast and Furious soundtrack.
Yeah.
Like there's, he's at a level
right.
where he's known in California. He's not just known in Atlanta anymore.
Right.
Like people know who Paperboy is.
Right. Yeah.
But you don't get a actual sense of success.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
Like you don't see him, you know, on Fallon.
No.
Right. You don't see him like hanging out and doing
right.
tours.
They didn't do Montague
right.
the next thing.
Yeah.
It's almost like he went backwards.
Or he just.
As he went forward.
Yeah.
One of the best, I think, I love this show so much, but the scene where they're in the studio
mm-hmm.
and the engineer
yeah.
keeps messing up.
Yeah.
During the interviews and stuff that I was watching and reading, and they were saying about they were addressing Atlanta's awkwardness.
Uh-huh.
And that's the scene I thought of when someone else's job is to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And like that engineer was so nervous, like, yo, man, don't screw up the take.
Right.
And he's like, well, hey, the program crashed.
Yeah.
And you're like, and they tell Paperboy to like, you know, hey, man, we're going to just have to settle this mm-hmm. session another time. And
yeah.
like, are they about to kill that?
Yeah. Engineer? Yeah.
Are they
yeah.
about to like,
yeah. Are they going to just like, you know,
murder
rough him up a little bit.
No, they're gonna murder him.
What's that character's name? It's
ooh, the other rapper that
county something.
Ooh, I don't remember that
because he becomes a thread through the whole season.
Oh, right, because they're trying to connect with him again.
They just kind of run into him, they meet him at the Spotify fake Spotify place,
right.
And then they go to the studio with him.
Yeah.
And they see him on that Yoohoo ad.
Right. Yeah. Is he also the guy at the pajama party?
He's also the guy at the pajama party.
Which is the latest episode.
And so we see this character, and I mean, maybe you can look him up, but I think it's like something country.
Yeah. Yeah.
County.
We'll check it out. But yeah, lots of downs, which, and then, the show doesn't give you water when you really want it. Earn's relationship with Van is falling apart.
Well,
fell apart.
They completely fell apart.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't. We all think of success. Like the first season, we're rising up. And the second season, we're kind of there, right? We've succeeded. And we think it's going to be super fun.
Mm-hmm, right.
We get to like travel around and do whatever we want. But really the second season is saying like, it's actually much more fun to be on the come up
right.
than to be a gold selling artist.
Right.
And
there's all this
money.
Space in between.
Yeah. And to have to, the hustle is different.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, the expectations are a lot different.
Yeah. there's that humbling moment, or that episode, which is just full of humbling moments when they have, I think they're trying to celebrate the gold record.
Yeah.
But they keep losing no matter how much money they throw at trying to have fun with each other. You know, they couldn't get into one of the clubs, right?
Right.
And then there's another one or something.
Earn wants to show off his success.
Right. Yeah.
And he's failing constantly.
Right. Yeah.
He's trying to stunt on him. And he goes to the strip club.
I just feel like an old person there.
Yeah.
Is it stunting that he's trying to?
He goes to the strip club and like gets worked for money by everybody.
Yeah.
He has like $100 bill and the guy at the club won't take it, even though it's a legit dollar, like money.
Yeah.
Right. He can't get into the movie because he wants to pay
with a $100 bill
and he wants to use his credit card, but they want to like scan it, and it's very like uncomfortable.
Yeah.
He's just constantly failing, and this entire season is Earn failing.
Yeah,
he never succeeds once.
Yeah,
and he goes, we meet.
What did he do? He raced.
He raced Michael Vick and lost. But we meet a new character. We meet Tracy.
Oh, right.
And
is Tracy the other rapper?
Tracy's the other guy in the house.
Oh,
the guy on the couch, which
that is so frustrating for me to watch Earn deal with the guy that seemingly doesn't deserve all the trust and benefits of Paperboy's career. It's strange. Mm-hmm. Paperboy, they call him by his name, Al. Tracy has all of Al's like automatic trust and affection that Earn is trying to earn.
Well,
and it just sucks.
Well, I think the difference is because Tracy isn't asking for anything. Tracy doesn't want money.
Right.
Tracy's just like
wants to be there.
He just wants to be. He's like Darius.
Yeah.
Darius isn't asking for anything. True. Darius is just there. But Earn needs to feed Van. Needs to feed Lottie. He needs to feed himself.
Right.
Like he's the whole show starts because he finds out his cousin
has a hot tape.
has a great like a hot thing that. Yeah. That he's got to now, he wants to glom onto. So there's always this distance, this distrust Alfred has for Earn.
Right, that's right. The very first time he was like, man, I'm not trying to get you involved with what I'm doing.
Yeah, yeah. And
so sad.
It is, yeah. And then Tracy comes along. He just gets out of prison.
Yeah.
And he's just like,
gets to stay on the couch.
Yeah, I'm just trying to hang.
Yeah.
You my boy, and we're just trying to hang.
Mm-hmm.
And
I see. It's because Earn's trying to make moves. You're helping me see this in a little bit of a different light, where because Al is able to make moves on his own without Earn, it seems like the moves that Earn are trying to make are actually distractions. And it's like, yo, dude, if you're not trying to just like hang out in the wings and act out, then I'm going to be annoyed at you.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to want you to make decisions on my behalf. I'm tired of going to the places that you've signed me up for.
Yeah. Well, there's a Paperboy Alfred is very lazy. Right?
Why do people say that?
Because
Sway on the radio said that.
you never see Paperboy rap, which my favorite part of the show is clearly Brian Tyree Henry can't rap. And he also doesn't sound like Paperboy
when he talks normally.
The song Paperboy is rap. The actual performance of the song is Stephen Glover.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
and his voice is more it's more like Donald Glover's voice, and that's a higher register. And Brian Tyree Henry is not a high register. So my favorite part of the show is like Paperboy the rapper and the song are not the same person. It's just like a constant joke that you never see Paperboy rap because it's not the same person. If Brian Tyree Henry were to perform
that
Paperboy song, the Paperboy song,
yeah,
it wouldn't be the song. because he's not the person rapping the song.
Right. It's, he sounds exactly like Donald Glover, which has been covered. But yeah, yeah, when I'm thinking about the lyrics, Paper Man, like, yeah, that's not his voice at
it's
all.
It's not. Is it his the voice, hook? Though.
Well, they also have, okay, the song, this whole series is about a rapper trying to make it, right?
Yeah.
And I think there's two songs. We know about, because he goes through the demos with Earn.
Yeah.
He's like, you need to have more songs about sex. He's like, man, I got a song about sex called Muck It.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And
Muck It. Oh, and one of the, I think it was the, it was an interview that Brian did with, it was probably This Way in the Morning one, where they say, you know, would you like to release a rap album? And he's like, that would be a dream come true if I could rap and things like that. So
Right. Coming
from a guy from Broadway, mm-hmm. Brian's got so
he's
much.
Got musical talent.
He's got music.
But he's not Paperboy,
yeah, right,
the rapper.
Exactly.
But you never see Paperboy do, like, Earn takes him to stuff. He takes him to the Spotify company and he takes him to concerts and Paperboy doesn't want to be there.
No.
And he's suffering through his own depression of whatever. Either he's made it, and but he's still broke.
Yeah.
And he's got a gold record, but he's still broke. And he's like, I thought I would have made it. Or because he understands that, like, there's no money in rap, which he says in the first season.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's doesn't want to go through the motions, it seems like.
Mm-hmm. Right. No, he has no interest in playing the part.
No interest in playing the part until the episode where he goes in the woods.
Oh.
And then he gets spit out by the woods.
Yeah.
And he has that moment with the guy at the convenience store. And then after that moment is when he spoiler, fires Earn.
Yeah.
And hires, I keep trying to look up the character's name, but the young rapper who we've seen multiple times in
this
season. Clark County.
Clark County.
Is the rapper.
Yeah.
All right.
And is which episode is that?
He's in throughout. We meet him at Spotify and a couple other places.
So RJ Walker, actor's name of Clark County.
Yeah, Clark County.
He's the guy who threatens the engineer.
He threatens the engineer. We see him throughout the show and we see his manager throughout the show. Mm-hmm. And he immediately jokes with Paperboy, if you're looking for a real manager, you know, call me up.
Right.
And Clark County, he's at Spotify. He's just kind of roaming around. Everyone's really excited to see him. He does that Yoohoo commercial. He's at the studio and Paperboy's there. Clark County's gotten on the Fast and Furious record that Paperboy wanted.
Right.
Later on when they're at this pajama party, Clark County has a green room.
Yep.
And these guys are just hanging out with the college kids.
Yeah, right.
But he's got like drinks and stuff and Darius makes a comment like, oh, he's an industry plant, right? He's just like a guy who was crafted by the studios to seem as though he's like Paperboy,
right?
He's the marketing of Clark County is like, oh, he's just like Paperboy.
Mm-hmm.
But he's kind of like Drake.
Yeah, no,
he's
right.
A little bit like
he's
Drake.
The, what is it? Not gentrification, the other one, where you're lifting the culture.
It's a little bit of like an appropriation thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But it's like it's an inward appropriation.
Yeah, because he's not appropriating anything. He's just false, right? And this is a thing that Paperboy constantly talks about is like, I'm real. I'm real. Yeah. I'm real. I don't want to be with you, Instagram model.
Yeah. I was going to mention that. Did you like that episode?
I love that episode. Yeah. I think that's the switch of Paperboy. It's the first time you see him actually deal with death.
Yeah.
And also you see him. So the episode Woods.
Yeah.
I think it's episode like 6 or something.
Uh-huh.
I think this is like the most important episode of the show.
Okay.
Because, and it's the one that I think talks the most about the record industry,
mm-hmm.
in that. So Paperboy doesn't want to participate in the entertainment world.
Right.
He just wants to like be real. And that's the thing that put him where he is. And the Instagram model tells him like, that's not how it works.
Right.
But he goes into the woods and the woods is sort of like a metaphor for the entertainment world.
Yep.
You go out there, it will destroy you.
Yep.
And you can either accept it or you can die.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. So you can see Donald Glover maybe talking to us about what it's like to go out there and be an entertainer and you mm-hmm. get just beat the shit. Like you actually do get beat up in the way Paperboy gets beat up. Like it.
Yeah.
It,
physically. They will hurt you.
But the world will try to ruin you.
Right.
And then you either can accept that that's what the world is and then take ownership for it, or you can die.
Yeah.
And that's the moment Paperboy goes, you know what? Everyone else is right. I need to take ownership of my own career.
Right.
Because if I don't, I'm just going to be out in the woods dead.
Yeah.
And from that's the moment you see he had some fan at the convenience store, like yeah. wants to take selfies when he kind of helps him do a better job at taking, like he takes ownership of his yeah. career.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when he also realizes, oh, Earn isn't helping me.
Right. Yeah.
Even though Earn has been trying
yeah.
for the entire series to get Paperboy to like do the things he needs to do.
Right.
But.
Well, he got him on the radio.
He got during him on the,
season one. He got him on the radio.
He got him on tour. He got a gold record.
Yeah.
Like Earn has done stuff.
Yeah.
But Paperboy was like fighting it the whole time.
Right. True.
And now he's like, all right, I'm going to take this seriously. I need a guy who can also do this seriously, not just my cousin.
He needs somebody that can do it that also has connections.
And is, unlike Earn, who the entire season, he gets beat up by Tracy.
Yeah.
He he can't succeed at a strip club. He can't spend $100. He can't go see a movie. Like, he's just a dude who gets shit on for the entire season. He can't keep his girlfriend.
Yeah.
But all he needs to do is tell her, like, yeah, no, I don't want to treat you. I want to be like in a relationship. Like, he can't even keep her.
Right. Yep.
Paperboy's realizing, like, I need a guy who can, like,
who has their shit together.
Yeah. Who has their shit together and who can help me out.
Yeah. There's,
he isn't just trying to glom on.
Right. Well, I don't think that Earn is trying to glom on.
Mm-hmm.
I think that Earn has, and see what the show also hasn't done yet, which I hope we can start to talk about, this is what's going to happen next.
Mm-hmm.
Where Earn went to a Ivy League school.
Yeah, went to Princeton.
And dropped out.
Yeah. But we don't know why.
Mm-hmm. But I feel like there's a dense history,
mm-hmm.
or there's some type of maybe not genius, but there's a value to, during what was the episode where they were playing the basketball game,
mm-hmm.
and Earn,
Black Justin Bieber
for Black, yes,
yeah,
and Earn's character went upstairs mm-hmm. to where the industry people were hanging out,
yeah,
and they showed this kind of thing where if you, and he got that woman's business card, mm-hmm. and there's this thing that I think is also relatable to anyone, Hollywood, anyone, entertainment, mm-hmm. where if you look like you know what you're doing, people will trust you and people mm-hmm. will believe you. And I think that that's going to play in, well, I'd hope that it was going to play in Paperboy's career,
mm-hmm.
where Earn's able to dress the part. Remember when the record label guy, or the record, the radio station guy mm-hmm. said, did you just come from that garbage can?
Yeah.
He's like, nah.
Yeah.
But, you know, where he is able to navigate and wear a tie and look cool and go to a party and people just think that he's,
mm-hmm.
they want to hang out with him.
Mm-hmm.
So I really don't know what's going to happen on these next two episodes after he gets fired,
mm-hmm.
but there's value there. And I really want this show to tell me about it.
Yeah.
It's starving me of Earn's, charm.
Mm-hmm.
Like his charm isn't working, mm-hmm. or he's running out. And what is it when redemption?
Mm-hmm.
Where's Earn's redemption? Mm-hmm. Where's his redeeming factors?
Mm-hmm.
Aren't they going to play in at some point?
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, actually really close to life is like, no, sometimes you lose 7 times in a row.
Yeah.
And you're going to have to figure out, and your good friend and your people, your people, your family.
Yeah.
Betray you.
Yeah.
Or you feel like you're betrayed.
Yeah. There's something really interesting of trying to throw a story into a show that just doesn't really have, like, it has a narrative arc. We see Paperboy as like a young mixtape rapper, and then we learn kind of that he's succeeding, but there's also an episode where Darius goes to a house to get a piano. And it's this weird story about Teddy Perkins episode, where it's this weird story about Michael Jackson.
Right.
And fatherhood.
Right.
And it has nothing to do with Paperboy, has nothing to do with Earn. Like, it has nothing to do with the show, the story.
Right.
Or Paperboy goes to get his haircut.
Yeah.
And it's an entire episode about, like, getting his haircut and, like, just being a, he can't be a normal person anymore.
He just can't get his hair cut.
He just can't get his hair cut. But it's just something really funny about trying to ascribe, like, Earn as, like, a redemption story, or, like, trying to learn, or there's an arc there when, you know, they go to this weird German party, and all we learn about the show is that, like, that Van and Earn break up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we don't see Van ever, like, we see her at the Drake party, but that whole episode about Drake, and being that, you know, Drake's a Mexican.
Like, so good.
But, like, that whole episode about Van at the Drake party has nothing to do with the rest of the show.
Yeah, it doesn't have to do with the protagonist.
Yeah.
With the protagonist being...
Earn, Donald Glover.
Ooh, I thought the protagonist is Al.
No.
The show isn't about Al?
I don't think so. The first person you see is Donald Glover.
True. True, true, true.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy that Drake episode?
I did.
Did you enjoy the reveal of the cardboard cutout?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That was so perfect. So, and they sold accessories.
Yeah. It's amazing. Also, just like the idea similar to Clark County or something we talked about earlier, where there's a falsehood to Kanye West or Drake or a lot of these people. Like,
right.
Drake isn't real.
I mean,
there's nothing real about Drake. There's nothing real about Kanye West, right?
What are you saying real? Like,
the way Paperboy perceives himself.
Okay, right.
Is like a real person.
Right.
There's a marketing and manufactured quality to Drake and Clark County and Kanye.
Yeah.
And these people, and that, like, Drake isn't real, right? They go to this house and Drake isn't there.
Right.
He's just cardboard cutouts of him, and there's more an aura of Drake rather than a human Drake.
Maybe we can talk a little bit about how this relate, because I had this thought as well, where the real thing, can you even have, see, I actually follow the Instagram models. Like, I understand what she's talking about when she says you have to curate this and you need to behave in this way. Mm-hmm. And she says, you and I would be good for each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really hoping that Al would agree with her at some point and get convinced, because that's how I think that a real life, someone recognizes someone else and their struggles.
Mm-hmm.
And is able to, you're able to combat that industry together.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that they were going to be a great couple. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, this is going to be nice. There's a love interest now.
Right.
And he's like, no, I hate this. And I'm like, I understand hating that too.
Yeah.
But she has a point. Like, really, if you're going to, you know, music is advertisement.
Mm-hmm.
Your media is to advertise. Mm-hmm. Like, that's how you make money doing it. Mm-hmm. So Drake's, I felt like that was the realest thing, that it was actually at his house, but he wasn't there.
Maybe.
But his house is more him.
Yeah.
His creations are more him.
Yeah.
Drake is Aubrey's character.
Yeah.
And he invites you to hang out with his character.
Yeah.
That's real.
Yeah.
Like, or maybe not, you know, not his flesh. His flesh isn't there.
Yeah.
But
you got the full Drake experience.
You got the full Drake experience. You got too high and you had to hang out with
Darius at the pool. Yeah.
Which character would you like to hang out with the most? If you had your choice and you're going to go out to dinner and then you're going to, like, hang out and walk somewhere else together, like, who would you like to do that with?
Van?
I guess that's, I don't know, man. Maybe I'm letting some color show here, but I definitely choose Darius.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Darius, but like, you can't have a conversation with Darius.
Exactly.
Like, no one has a conversation with Darius.
Exactly.
People kind of talk at Darius.
Yeah. I don't know, man. His monologue about the city rats being a cell phone system in New York. And then the scene where he sees the hat. And it's not a Make America Great hat again.
No. It's just a Confederate flag hat. Southern. Flag. Yeah. And he says, you mad.
Yeah. I just think I think that character would be more fun at dinner than Van. I think Van would be mad at me by the end.
She would probably be mad at you. What do you think about Darius seeing a murder suicide and just kind of brushing it off in the way the show doesn't carry itself episode to episode until it wants to. But like, there's an entire 45 minute episode with no commercials, this one story about kind of about Michael Jackson, and Darius sees all this stuff and he's just kind of unaffected.
So yeah, it's, my thought is that we experience traumatic things. I think a lot of us experience traumatic things. This is a great first date question. What's the most traumatic thing you've ever witnessed? And I think that the show really has a pace that it's not that you're not supposed to talk about it, but all Darius and Earn saw Al shoot somebody. And they don't really.
Maybe.
Well,
we don't know. That's the mystery of Atlanta.
During an interview, Brian let it slip because I've been listening like kind of close now. And he definitely says, like, my character shot somebody.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering, you know, maybe that's what we're supposed to believe. And so what I'm thinking is, I mean, yo, man, I've been on some whack Craigslist missions. And this was that to the most extreme. But I think we're supposed to understand that life doesn't – Atlanta is supposed to be real life. The barbershop is real life. The Craigslist deal is real life. And sometimes you see devastated people. I mean, hell, man, on the way here, you know, I see people homeless and things like that. And, yo, if you're around long enough and – you'll see somebody crack or you'll see like a really ugly human situation. And is it supposed to stop you in your tracks? I'm not sure.
What do you think about Atlanta, like season two being so dramatically different than the first season? Cause I have a theory about it.
I'm super thrown. I admit, you know, I'm looking forward to the episodes, but I'm not enjoying the journey as much as I enjoyed season one.
Right. Because there's not a whole episode. What was his name? Zan?
Yeah. There's not a Zan.
There's not like a weird episode.
There's no. I feel like it's creatively it's a different side of it, the expression where I'm just not getting my chuckles. I'm getting challenged. And I only have so much patience for the art that I engage in for challenging. I really like stand-up comedy and like, you know, things that are not necessarily easy to digest, but when I see a reflection of myself in art, I feel good. I'm like, hey, someone gets it.
Right.
But this season's been a, someone gets it, but now I'm sad.
Right. Yeah. I think that season two of Atlanta have you ever seen The Wire?
I've seen not enough.
Okay. So in a very broad sense, in a non-spoilery way, the second season of Atlanta is kind of – or not of Atlanta. The Wire is kind of known as the not the good one. It's the least good one.
Yes.
But it's ultimately, arguably, the most important season. In that it's the first time we step out of this like neighborhood.
Oh, okay.
And we don't really realize that fully. We think it's just like a weird turn in the second season. Like, wait, we've been hanging out with these people. Now we're with these other people.
Yeah.
Who are these people? You don't really recognize it until the very last season, scene of the show. And you see how huge and enormous this show is. I think Atlanta season two is just world building.
It's going to be its most important season.
It's going to be the most important season, but it's also like we meet Teddy Perkins. We meet Cat Williams.
We meet Teddy Perkins and we also say goodbye.
Yeah, but like we meet we meet the world, right? We meet the barber.
Yeah.
We meet like Cat Williams. We meet Clark County.
That was Cat Williams?
No, in the very first episode.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. 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 Right. Season. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But like we meet the world. We start to see Atlanta, not just the like six streets that Earn and Paperboy and Darius hang out at. We start to see the city of Atlanta.
Atlanta, the environment.
Yeah. In a very stereotype or cliche way, Atlanta as the character.
Oh, right, right.
Like,
yeah, during one of the, I keep referencing because I don't want anyone to think that these are original ideas that I have, but during one of the interviews that I was reading or watching, it's that Hero will talk to Donald and there will be a lot of mention of Adventure Time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because Adventure Time has this world as a character.
Mm-hmm.
And you can talk to the world and the world will respond back. And the world has its own opinions. It's not its own. It's not it's not the mountains and the roadways that you and I know as Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. It's this thing that lives and breathes and has moods.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think you learn that right from the onset of season two is that we see these two guys, they commit this robbery. We learn what Robin season means. Darius tells us.
Yeah. You know, I love it's exposition.
It's almost Christmas time and people got to eat.
Yeah.
And like, there's like an insanity that happens in this one period of time where now we're learning what Atlanta is. It's not just the name of the show, or it's not just the place where Alfred and Earn lives, but there's like, yeah, there is this sort of character that when, I don't know how long the show is going to last, if it's three, if it's five seasons, but when we look back on it, I think this is the time we learn, oh, Atlanta.
Who is Atlanta?
Yeah. Who is Atlanta? When we go on Wikipedia and we look at the Paperboy as a character, we get his story and Earn his story, and we can also get Atlanta. This is the story of Atlanta, that there's this crazy place.
Come on, it's right there.
You got it.
We'll edit this.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm about to sneeze. But so, yeah, Atlanta, the place. Okay, so characters and then Atlanta. I mean, think about doing a Wikipedia on Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how Atlanteans or how do they say it? Something like Atalians?
I have no idea.
They say it in a cool way. But if you were to do a Wikipedia search for Atlanta and you're like, well, do you mean the show or do you mean the place?
Mm-hmm.
And then also the show is a accurate description of the place or, you know, that type of thing. Because, you know, I think of it a lot like, what's that one city that everyone loves in New Orleans? Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people make reference to New Orleans, but you know, when you go there, you know, you have that. It's like Vegas. They all have these.
Yeah. There's a culture and personality to this. Yeah.
Right. There's a city story.
Yeah.
And Atlanta's city story is getting told through this show.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I find it really satisfying a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you think is going to happen next, though? Because you said first off, we have two more seasons or two more episodes in this season.
Mm-hmm.
But you also made reference to maybe however many seasons we have left. Yeah,
we don't know.
How many do you think, though?
I would say three or four. I don't think there's going to be
three
a
or
lot
four more seasons.
Total.
Oh, okay.
Total. Yeah. I think there's not going to be a lot more Atlanta.
Me neither.
And I think it's going, I think it's still Robin season.
Yeah.
So, and every episode, somebody gets robbed.
Really?
Every episode this season, somebody gets robbed.
Whoa.
Something gets taken, either whether it's emotionally.
Yeah.
or physically?
Well, no. Van's phone gets stolen.
Van loses Earn.
Yeah.
And Earn loses Van.
Yeah, true, yeah.
And they lose that relationship.
Yeah, relationship. But you're right. It's a season of loss for sure.
Yeah, like Paperboy gets robbed in the second episode. Darius loses. I don't know. There's like an innocence Darius loses on the Teddy Perkins episode.
Yeah, right.
Where like we only see Darius as like this kind of
wacky. Thank God he's on the screen. Nothing bad. It's going to be, there's a joke somewhere.
Right. He's like aloof and he wants to put his foot in that food, whatever he's making. Like he's always cooking. You know, he's just kind of there and he's just kind of cooking. Funny. But then we see he is robbed of sort of innocence, but he also doesn't get the piano.
Yeah.
And like every episode this season, somebody loses something. Earn loses his job. Paperboy
computer.
Loses.
Shit.
Yeah. We don't know what the significance of that is. Oh.
I felt that one.
Yeah. So there's two episodes left. So we're gonna lose some more stuff.
We're gonna lose some more stuff.
And
do you think a character is gonna die?
No, I don't think this is a show that's gonna kill a character. I mean, maybe Tracy.
Oh shit!
Right. I think maybe Earn kills Tracy.
Whoa!
Right.
Like, you really think of that?
I think that's a possibility because Earn's got a gun. We know he's got a gun from Cat Williams. He's got the golden gun.
Yeah. Right. Right.
Earn's entire life has collapsed because of Tracy.
Mm-hmm.
Like this guy shows up and
he doesn't have a place to stay.
Doesn't
have a job.
He loses his job because Tracy goes crazy at this party.
Yeah.
He loses money. He loses money from the dogs in episode four of season one. Like he turns that money into gift cards, which gets like revoked. Because like Tracy's shady, right?
Yeah.
So it's not out of the realm of possibility that Earn becomes what Paperboy
projects
projects, but also like the way we are introduced to him in the first episode of the show is that he does shoot a guy and like he has been in and out of the system. And it's possible that Earn gets himself there.
Earn might be the realest character of this show. I think we saw that a little bit. We saw his breaking point with this last episode.
Yeah. Where
you know, he's kicking down the door.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, I was kicking the door with him. I was like, get you. The show definitely gets me fired up. I'm not prepared to lose any more things, but you're right. I'm definitely going to have to prepare. I'm going to have to ready myself for that. Mm-hmm. My friend and I were watching the show and we were just on pins and needles this whole time during not this last episode, but the episode before it where I think that was the barbershop episode. No, mm-hmm. It was the one where it's the woods.
Yeah.
Watching the woods with another person and you're both like, we were just silent during the whole episode.
Mm-hmm.
Just so many pregnant moments of just like, when the homeless man says, like, you know, you better get out of here and I'll count. You have a fair warning.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I got shivers thinking about that because I feel that that pressure. Mm-hmm. They're able to make you feel like you're living in Atlanta. That's the difference between maybe, you know, Adventure Time and Atlanta is like you feel like you're going through that moment with Al.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, you know, you could be watching something and you're just watching it happen.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. They're fantastic acting and maybe directing is getting me to that point.
Yeah. Where do you think it's going to go?
I think that we're going to see the new manager enter the picture and we're going to see things get out of hand with Tracy.
Do you think we'll see Paperboy actually perform or like act, not necessarily, you know, be on stage and rap or whatever, but actually like move out of that shitty apartment that they're in and like succeed?
I think firing Earn and then proactively engaging in the industry, I think we're going to see some new environments. Mm-hmm. We're going to see more radio station type stuff. Mm-hmm. We're going to see more, like you said, we're going to see more Paperboy the performer, and we're going to see more hustle from Al in a way that we're not used to,
yeah,
and or comfortable with.
Yeah. I'm gonna leave you with this.
Yes.
I'm gonna leave you with this. I'm gonna leave this for the listener because it's gonna blow your mind.
Okay.
So in the initial teaser, season 2 of Atlanta.
Sweet molasses.
They're walking along the wall.
Oh, right.
And it's Sonder, I think.
Yeah, that's playing.
That's the one that's playing.
Yeah.
And there's a spotlight.
Yeah, you're talking about this. Yeah, and everyone's walking
through the spotlight.
Yeah.
But the one person who doesn't ever leave the spotlight and gets pulled back into the spotlight is Alfred.
Oh.
Everyone walks through the spotlight
and
has their moment in the lights.
Yeah.
But the one person who can't escape from it is Alfred.
Right.
And I think he is going to leave everybody behind because of success. He's going to leave Darius behind. He's going to leave Tracy, Van, Earn, everybody behind. And then that's when, you know, maybe he eventually comes back to everybody. But he's going to have a meteoric rise.
Yep.
He's going to hit. He's going to be on. He's actually going to be on Sway.
Yeah. Right.
Like, like Paperboy.
Paperboy.
Actual in the show. He's going to go to New York. He's going to go to L.A.
He's going to go on tour.
He's going to go to Toronto and hang out with actual Drake. Like, he's going to have this moment in the lights where everybody else is left behind.
And how I am, I'm left disappointed in that reality.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you're right. We're going to have to watch that and cringe through it as we became attached to all these other characters.
Mm-hmm.
And Alfred's going to feel some type of way about it, and there's going to be some lashing out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in.
So that's the I'm just going to go right into it.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's the show.
That is the show.
That's
some good show.
Yeah.
I say that sincerely.
Yeah. No, it was probably it's the best it's ever been. We're trying something new, people.
Let's try a new thing,
and we want your participation.
Yes,
kind of
get in this,
and we're trying some new stuff. So fans of our show, all of our thousands of listeners.
Oh yeah, in this last hour, I bought more fans.
Oh cool, because you can do that.
Yeah,
I learned that. I was
buying fans during our taping.
But everyone needs to. You need to do this if you're a fan of a show. If you want to support the show,
yeah. If you want to hear more,
you want to see some cool stuff. Because we're trying some stuff. You guys should follow us on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
You can follow the show.
Yeah.
On Twitter, Facebook, Instagram at Tag Happen. It's TAG Happen.
Yeah, it was available. It
works. It's the name of the show, kind of mostly.
And we both administer those accounts.
Yeah.
So
follow us there. You know, subscribe on the Apple Podcast. We're on Spotify.
We are on Spotify.
We're on Spotify. That's like succeeding.
We're right there. We can be right in your queue. Now you can queue up Nice for What.
Yeah.
And then queue up your favorite episode of Tag Happen.
Yeah.
Things are going to happen.
Yeah.
And then you can listen to some nice, I don't know, who can follow Tag a good episode of Tag Happen?
Probably not Cardi B. What? Also we're on Google Play.
We're on Google Play.
All the things. Just search for us and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think we're at taghappen.com as well.
We're at thingsaregonnahappen.com.
That's the domain name.
That's the domain. Thingsaregonnahappen.com. But you can follow us on all the social medias at Tag Happen. You can see some stuff. We're going to do some fun stuff.
That's where you'll see photos.
Yeah. And you can.
Videos.
Yeah. And individually, because not only do you need to follow the show, you need to follow us individually because we're both making stuff. We're both doing stuff separate from the show.
Doers, creators, makers.
Yeah. So you can follow me on all the social medias at Joshua W. Cole. And Brando, where can people find you?
You can find me. I go by this name, Baps, which is
double B, double A, double P, double S.
You know, that's exactly how I say it. and by double A, people are already uninterested. No, it's an old nickname from a while ago that a few people started to call me. But it's my also my producer DJ name.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's Instagram, Twitter. I don't think I'm on any other social media.
No.
Maybe Dribbble if you're a designer.
Oh,
Pinterest.
But for Twitter, it's double B, double A, double P, double S.
That's right.
And then on Instagram, there's an underscore after that.
Right, because the original double B, double A, double P, double S.
Yeah.
Belongs to a 12-year-old who had the idea before me.
Oh, wow.
Always.
It's rude, is what that is.
They just get there first, and they're ruining the brand and the name.
These kids.
So follow me on those two things, and join us. I mean, I'm there. I always document when I'm hanging out with Josh, though. So.
Yeah, and, you know, if you want...
Topic ideas and stuff.
Yeah, and...
What are you reading? Listener, what are you reading? What are you doing? What are you listening to?
Yeah, and Brandon's always posting stuff from his comfort food shows and music, and I'm ranting about the Milwaukee Bucks on the internet. So it's really a great time, and you should follow us.
Follow us, like, comment, etc.
Yeah.